You're listening to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Have your say and shape the future of AHDB. Those words have been said many times and appeared in dozens of places in the last few months. If they encourage you to register, now is the time to have your say. I'm John Bates, and in this podcast, we hear from the NFU President Minette Batters and AHDB's Will Jackson. By now, you should have received an email from AHDB and Civica, the voting people, because on the 11th of April, the portal opened for registered levy payers to vote, and it should take around 15 or 20 minutes of your time. So it's not a big ask, and it is important that you have your say. Will Jackson from AHDB is here to tell us more. Hi, Will. Thanks for sparing the time.
Morning, John.
I detect there's a sense of urgency in encouraging levy payers to vote. When is the window open until?
So the window's open until the 9th of May. So it's midday on the 9th of May that the window closes. It's really, really important that we get as many people having their vote as we can in the time. So we've had a good response so far, and we're just keen to make sure as many of those 10,500 people that registered actually then go on to tell us what their view is on the work that we're doing, because that's helped us be able to shape around levy payers' views. So, 9th of May, midday, is the really important time in this.
Okay, so you've said it's important that levy payers actually do vote. Just expand on that a little bit more then, if you would.
Yeah, so we've got, we've been really, really pleased with the number of people that registered. So 10,500 people registering and taking the time to register with us has been fantastic. But that's only part of it. It's actually taking part in the vote that will help us be able to do that shape in the future we keep talking about, but be able to allow us to be able to set the work that we do based on levy payers' views. So when people go in and actually vote, that is where we get the information that will be able to help the sector councils make the right decisions on what levy payers are saying. And so without people going in and voting, we've still got that bit of silence, really. So to be able to help us build a really, really clear mandate and work package, the more people that do this, the better. And it will give us a wider range of views. So the more people that vote, the better decisions we'll be able to make, essentially.
So we gather that it takes about 15 or 20 minutes of a levy payer's time. Give us a bit of a flavour then about the questions that are going to be put to the farmer, to the levy payer, the sort of the priorities that we're asking them to look at.
So you're right. It will take somewhere sort of 15 minutes or so to do. We've been through it and kind of tested it a few times and talking to people who have done it so far. That's the sort of time it's taking people to do it. So what people will see when they go in, there are kind of three distinct areas that we're asking for people's views on. The first of which is, and bear in mind, these are specific to each sector. So if you're going in and having your say on cereals and oilseeds, and you've also got some beef cattle, then it's really important that you do both, because there will be different questions that actually help us look at different areas of the organisation in different ways. When people go in, the first thing that we'll be asking about is the priorities for each sector. So what are the priorities over the next 5 years? And what the sector council have tried to do is boil those down to kind of 4 points, really. So what we see the 4 main priorities are for each sector. And there's also the opportunity to say if people feel we've missed anything at this point. And the way it's working with both the priorities and the work we do is we're asking people to basically rate them on a scale of 1 to 5. So you go in and you're able to say, is this really important to me and my business, or is it less important? And so it gives us a real good idea of what each individual business is looking at. I think it's quite important to say at this stage as well that this is anonymized. So we won't be seen as an organization what X levy payer is doing, saying about us. It will all be pulled together in an overall. So the first piece is around those priorities. The second question is around the work that we do. So we've called them work streams, but essentially the areas of work that we are looking at as an organisation. And for each sector, there are about 10 or 11 of these. And you'll go in and it may be a question around exports, or it may be around the way that we analyse and use market intelligence, or some of the technical work that we do. So there are 10 of those. And again, it will be a 1 to 5. How relevant is this to your business? And how, you know, how do you feel about it as an individual levy payer? The third set of questions that we're asking is about the ratification, so the confirmation of people onto the sector councils. I'm sure that everybody's aware, but the sector councils are made up of, you know, a lot of levy payers, and they are really levy payers' voices within AHDB. And we made a commitment that we wanted to make sure that levy payers were, you know, were satisfied with the people who have been put forward into those positions. So the last question there will be around the people who sit on the sector council, and for people to be either taken forward for a second term or new people coming on, they will have to receive more than 50% of the vote from levy payers. So they're the three distinct areas that we'll be asking levy payers about. And as you can probably see from that, it will help us be able to build a really clear picture of what levy payers are saying. So those will then be taken by the sector councils, and the sector councils will be able to make a really informed decision about what they would like us to do as an organisation. And then we'll be able to go and say, right, this is how we're going to be able to implement it. And maybe we're going to come and talk about this, but then over the next period of time, it allows us to be able to build those plans and strategies and be able to present them back to levy payers.
And this is about just trying to get AHDB working very much more closely with levy payers, ensuring that as many people as possible are getting benefit from the investment of their levy.
Absolutely. And, you know, we want levy payers absolutely to be at the heart of what we do. You know, we're here to make sure that we are delivering for levy payers, and we are delivering the best value for that levy that we possibly can do. And that's why we felt this is so important that we go out and, you know, this will be the first time as an organisation we've been out and asked levy payers exactly what they think about what we do. And that will put us in a hugely strong position to be able to react in the right way. And so that's absolutely what this is about, trying to drive as much value for levy payers as we can do and getting as close to levy payers as we can. I think, you know, this is the start of a process for me as well. You know, this isn't about us showing up over this next couple of months and then disappearing back into a rabbit hole over the next few years. We want this to become an ongoing thing where we're having ongoing conversations and feedback from levy payers. So this is the start of us being as close as we possibly can to levy payers and making sure that we're getting, you know, the feeling for what levy payers think. But in the, you know, in the interim period, we'll be able to, you know, we've got KE teams out there on the ground talking to people on an ongoing basis. We want to pull as much information we can back to levy payers so we can make the right decisions.
Thank you, Will. That was very comprehensive. Somebody else who believes that it's important to take the opportunity to shape the future of AHDB is Manette Batters.
Are you a keen supporter in farmers having their say about the future of AHDB?
I've encouraged wherever I can. I've encouraged everybody to register in order to have their say. I mean, I just think it's so important. It cannot afford to fail. I think AHDB has really got to prove to levy payers that it is an investable organisation. You know, these times are challenging for everyone, and it's a significant investment, the levy. And so the levy has got to, in the new world, deliver, you know, really true bang for buck. And of course, I've made the case now and will continue to make the case for match funding from the UK government, because I don't believe that farmers and growers on their own can do this. We absolutely have got to have government investing as well. And when I look, I mentioned earlier Australia, New Zealand as well, their levy is match funded by their government. I have many visits from those two countries, from their farmer representatives that are all part of the levy board structure, which acts as a sort of conduit for partnership working with the government as well. So it's where private and public sector come together. So I'm really pleased the government has committed to these new attachés. We still need more. But predominantly right now, what we need from government is to them to say to AHDB, actually, we really believe in Brown Britain. We want to be exporting much more agri-food abroad. We want to maintain our position as number one supplier of choice here. We're going to match fund and we're going to work with you. Now, there's talks of this UK Food Council. That could be part of all of this, but that is what is needed. We've really got to turbocharge our profile on exports. So John, the pressure is on with AHDB because it can't afford to fail. And we've all got a real duty to get behind it and make it work.
So it's undergone quite a lot of changes. There's a new leadership in place at AHDB. Are you encouraged by those changes and those appointments?
As I say, you know, it's got to prove it's an investable organisation. And I'm sure with the level of expertise there, they will be able to prove to the industry. But, you know, gone are the times when we could afford to just be carriers. You know, we've got to get on and do now, and farmers have got to be able to see the return on that investment. So I think the pressure is on everyone. I don't underestimate the challenge ahead for the leadership team and AHDB, but I believe they're well up for it. And they've really now got to dig deep and show the industry that they're up for this challenge and they're match fit for the post-Brexit future, because we need it more than we've ever needed it.
Let's go back to Will Jackson again. Will, what comes next?
Okay, so over this next period of time, we want to make sure that we've been as transparent with this as we possibly can be. So the vote closes on the 9th of May. We'll be getting the final results middle of that week, and we'll be looking to come out and talk to levy payers about what the results are on the 16th, so only a week after the vote's closed. So we want to make sure that we're coming back as quickly as we can, especially for the fact that people have taken the time out to be able to do this. We want to feed back as quickly as we can. On the back of those results being then released publicly, the sector councils are going to sit down through June and July to take the feedback from levy payers on board, to be able to start to design what the work will look like over this next period. Once we've got through that, and we'll continue to make sure that we're feeding back about the process, about what's happening. But what we're looking to do in the autumn is have an open meeting where we will have had time to take into account what the sector councils have asked us to do, and then how we're going to deliver it. And at that point, we'll be able to go out to all levy payers and say, these are the strategies for each of the sectors that we're going to be working to over the next period. So there are two or three key points, but there's going to be a real key point in the autumn where we have an opportunity for all levy payers to see exactly what their votes have meant and what the output of those are. So basically, stay tuned and keep an eye on HDB channels over these next few weeks.
Great, Will. Great. Thanks very much for sparing the time, as always, to come on the podcast. If you've got any comments about this podcast or ideas for future episodes, you can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. AHDB really do want to hear from you. Thanks to my guests, Minette Batters and Will Jackson. This podcast was produced by Gemma Pamant. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the AHDB Food and Farming Podcast, farming stories from across the UK. Shaping the future of the work AHDB delivers is important. If you've registered to have your say on how your levy is invested, you can vote between Monday the 11th of April and noon on Monday the 9th of May. For more information, look out for an email from Civica, the voting people, or visit ahdb.org.uk/shapethefuture.